There is more special English to come. First, an agriculture report. Then the program, Science in the News. We tell about a new discovery of pictures of animals found in caves in western France. The paintings may have been made 30,000 years ago. Special English features are on our internet website. You can find them at www.voa.gov/special.
This is Bill White with a VOA Special English Agriculture Report. Mormon crickets and grasshoppers have invaded the American state of Utah. State officials say the attack this summer might be the worst since the 1940s. The insects have already attacked 800,000 hectares of Utah farmland. Officials blame the Mormon crickets and grasshoppers for more than $25 million in crop damage. Utah Governor Mike Leavitt has declared an agricultural state of emergency. The state has asked for federal government assistance to control the problem. Large insects have been a problem in Utah since the first Mormon settlers arrived more than 150 years ago. The most famous incident was in the spring of 1848. The settlers are said to have pulled ropes across their wheat crops to force crickets off the plants. The crops were saved only when large numbers of birds began eating the insects. Today, many parts of Utah are still largely undeveloped. Experts say this creates a good environment for Mormon crickets and grasshoppers. The insects attack small grain plants, cornfields, and other vegetable crops. The insects compete with farm animals for food. They can remove leaves and protective bark from young trees, and even some older trees. This can kill the tree. Experts at Utah State University say that some female grasshoppers produce up to 100 eggs at a time. The insects leave their eggs in the soil during August, September, and October. The experts say some chemical products, such as Durspan, Malathion, or Seven, are effective weapons against grasshoppers. They say the best time to spray the pesticides is in the spring and early summer, soon after the young insects are first observed. When the insects become adults, it is more difficult to kill them with liquid sprays. The experts say the removal of unwanted plants from open areas can help reduce the insect population. They also advise the plowing of open areas. Breaking up the soil forces the eggs out into the open. This causes the eggs to die. Also, extreme winter weather and cold can destroy the eggs. So, many Utah farmers this year are hoping for a cold and early winter. This VOA Special English Agriculture Report was written by George Groh. This is Bill White.